This is the Texas Standard. Hope you're having a good Labor Day. Speaking of which, some surprising news about the state of labor in Texas, though the Lone Star State's been a right-to-work state since 1947, it appears that unions in Texas may be experiencing a moment. Mitchell Schnurman, business columnist with the Dallas Morning News, notes that even in pro-business Texas, membership numbers are up, noticeably so, and they're on the rise. Are we looking at some kind of turning point here? Regardless, what's the reason for this increase in union membership? Mitchell, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Good to be with you, David.
Do I understand you to say that perhaps unions are on the comeback trail in Texas?
Well, believe it or not, there's actually an uptick in it. Now, it is too early to plant the union flag in Texas because we are still far below the national average. But we've actually had an uptick in 2017, and then we've got a lot of activity. So on the specifics, in 2017, we added 81,000 union members, which is meaningful on one level. But what I think is more revealing is that the share of workers who are members of unions went up from 4% to 4.7%. Now, again, to put it into some perspective, across the nation, the average is 10.7.
Right.
And you get into some place like New York, and it's 24%. And so we're still near the bottom, but we are moving in the other direction, at least most recently.
Where are these union workers unionizing?
Well, you're seeing a lot of activity around Houston. I mean, right now there's a almost 800 catering employees for United Airlines are trying to form a union, and that vote starts in September. That involves 2,700 around the country, but Houston is one of the big centers of it. You've seen in San Antonio, a couple of Hyatt hotels in the past few years have adopted a union contract. So we have some of that activity in itself, just kind of new actions where they're trying to sign up people. I think you can see another example in the paid sick time movement that is happening around down in Austin, San Antonio. They made a push in Dallas, fell a little bit short, but unions are behind that effort as well.
You know, you talk about how Texas brags about its pro-business climate, and that means a lot of things, right? I mean, it's and governors, as they make their pitch across the country trying to attract businesses here, they talk about limited regulation and low taxes. And one of the things that they also point out is that we have a largely non-union workforce here. I'm wondering if this isn't part of, if this isn't just a Texas thing, or if we're seeing something reflected in Texas that's happening on the national level.
You know, you are seeing national evidence of it. So I think the teachers' strikes, those were teacher unions that started in West Virginia, went into Oklahoma, Arizona, several other states, and they've been very successful. And not only did they turn out results, things like with better contracts and some improved working conditions, you've actually led to a whole lot of teachers who were running for public office because they were frustrated by how that went. That's one example. I think the most striking one happened in Missouri. So Missouri's Republican legislature passed a right-to-work law. Mm-hmm. We've had one a long time here, and that essentially means you don't have to be, you can't require that the workers be a member of the union in order to have the job. Well, Missouri passed that, the Republican legislature, last winter. Well, there was a big backlash from unions and others, and they put a, they had a petition drive, put it on the August ballot, and Missouri voters rejected that law 2-1. So that was an overwhelming show of support. You've even had a recent Pew Research poll that shows the public in general, I mean, a majority of the public believes that the decline in unions has been a negative thing for the United States, and it's really pronounced among young people. So I think you're starting to see some backlash to what we've seen with the stagnating wages and the real decline in things like health benefits. There's quite a difference. If you're in a union, over 90% of people in unions are offered health care benefits. Only 64% of people who are not in unions have health benefits.
Mitchell Schnurman writes about a Labor Day surprise in the union movement. He's business columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and we'll link to his piece at texasstandard.org. Mitchell, happy Labor Day. Good to talk with you.
All right. Enjoy it. Thank you.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.